This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to Transformers once again. I pray this year finds you in the best of health and highest of Islamic spirits. The lesson for today stems from a conversation that I had with a businessman in Maputo, Mozambique, during my recent travel. MashaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with a lot of wealth. Alhamdulillah. It's there for everyone to see. In terms of financial standing and material well-being, but also wealth in terms of health, wealth in terms of good character, wealth in terms of contentment, wealth in terms of hospitality, wealth in terms of, being someone who always smiles and someone who is infectious with his smile, that when you're around him, you can't help but feel happy. I'm not just talking about, having physical money. I'm talking about true richness, right? Comprehensive richness. He's rich in every way. And obviously, the first thing that you try and do when you see someone so unique, you try and understand what's the secret. You try and check, you try and figure out what is his secret. And over the course of many discussions with him, over the time span that I was with him, one thing was manifestly clear. It just had to be. It just had to be. He never, ever borrowed money on interest. All the physical wealth that Allah has given him in terms of a big spacious home. He even had a home near the Indian Ocean. A holiday home. Right? MashaAllah. Even this, subhanAllah, he did it over almost 2 decades. And more. Right? What he did was work, save, work, save, work, save. He lived within his means. He didn't bite off more than he could chew. And this is how things are really done. This is how you develop and build stable infrastructures in all aspects of life, right? Where you do things slowly but surely. Where you don't bite off more than you can chew. Where you don't drive the car you can't afford. You don't use the technology you can't afford. You don't have the mobile that you can't afford. You don't wish for the holiday. Let's not say wish, but you don't go on the holiday that you can't afford. You might wish for something, but you wish for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Jannah more. So you live your life in accordance with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is more beloved to you. I love that car, but I love Allah more. I love that holiday, but I love Allah more. I see someone having a home that I wish I had. I wish good for them and I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me, insha'Allah. But I will not do anything to displease Allah. Riba, brothers and sisters in Islam, is a cancer. It is a cancer. In retrospect, I've come across people who are worth millions, or they were worth millions, and now they owe millions. There are people who might be perceived to be worth millions, but they have stress in their life. They don't sleep much. They have health issues. People become displeased with them easily. They're not blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in business decisions that they make. They have a sequence of making bad business decisions. Sometimes they might make a good business decision, but before things come into fruition, the deal falls, and so on and so forth. You see their life lacking barakah, right? Why? Because, yes, they have a lot. They perceive to have a lot. But it's a lot that they don't really own. It's a lot that they got in a way that was displeasing to Allah. This is not a lesson, brothers and sisters, about the ills of riba. We'll leave that for another time, inshallah, about how cancerous riba is to the economy and so on and so forth. But we want transformation in our lives, right? We were created for Jannah, right? We were placed in the Ummah of Excellence. The podium of excellence is ours to ascend upon. And that is what the series is about. It's about transformation. I cannot tell you how many people I've come across in different countries throughout my travels who come to meet me in great sadness, talking about how they can't even keep up their credit card payments. They've maxed out their credit cards. Subhanallah, how is this possible for someone who believes in Allah and the final messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How is it possible that you've maxed out your credit cards and now you're living off paying interest on these cards? You're just managing to cover the interest so that the card, meaning what you owe, the credit company doesn't increase on you. That's what you're doing. You're enslaved in a never-ending system, right? So, how are you going to transform your lives like this? How are you going to be a better parent when you're working for the bank, right? Literally working for the, well, you're not actually working for the bank, but it's as if you are actually working for the bank, because that's what you're doing, right? You're sweating from morning till night, day in, day out, so that you can keep up with the extra payments that the bank is putting on you in case you don't pay what you owe them. How will you have time to be a better parent? How will you have time to do other things, develop your skills, develop your knowledge, develop your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will you have time for your relatives, right? Transformation. It's hard work, brothers and sisters in Islam. That's what the series is about, doing the hard things. You know, once I came across someone who had his home, and he had a few other, he had his home on interest, and then he had a few other homes on interest as well. So I said to him, listen, you got to get out of this. He says, how? I said, sell all the homes. Sell all the homes. Right? Pay out what you owe the bank for your own home. He goes, but then I lose all that investment. I said, what investment? He goes, these three homes are going to be investment for the future. When they're paid off, they're going to bring in rent, etc., etc., etc. I said, which future are you guaranteeing for yourself? The only thing you're guaranteeing for yourself is displeasing Allah. Sell all these homes. Right? And at that time, he was always stressed and sleepless nights and so on and so forth. I said, sell all these homes. Sell them. Right? And use whatever excess you have to pay off the bank for the current home that you're in, and get yourself out of riba and seek forgiveness from Allah and do it sincerely for His sake. And that's what he did. And alhamdulillah, his life changed. Allah blessed him with hifz. His child is a strong, is a good hafidh now, alhamdulillah. And he doesn't have anywhere close to what he was thinking he would have got had he had the three homes on rent. But I promise you, from my view and perspective, he has more than he used to perceive. Because had his situation carried on as it was, his life wouldn't be as holistic and wholesome as he finds it to be. So brothers and sisters in Islam, transform by getting out of riba. Get out of riba. Get out of riba. It's a cancer. It's a cancer in your life. It's a cancer to the barakah in your life. It's a cancer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaching you in your life. Get out of it ASAP. May Allah bless us all. Forgive our past. Inspire our futures. May Allah grant us barakah in our entire lives and grant us better than we dream of in both worlds. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. If there's any feedback or questions, www.sajidumar.com. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.